Yes, another one, pretty chaotic sea state two nights ago, or I guess a night and a half ago, and a lot of big leftover swell, about 20-foot swell running, and tide waves as well, and it came out of the chart table bench here. I was taking a nap and ended up on my head again, but seems to be okay.
So no blood this time?
No, it seems to be okay today.
So how's life today then on Great American? What's it like outside? What kind of speeds are you doing? What sails have you got up?
Just got the staysail on two reefs in the main. They had a line of squalls last night, and so we cut back a little bit. So we try to get some rest in between them. And so we're making about 11 and a half knots now. Probably at 20 knots of wind or so.
So, what do you see as your passage down to Cape Horn in terms of the weather? What's ahead for you?
Well, we should have, through the forecast, sort of a straight shot. There's a low pressure system that's moving towards Cape Horn, pretty far to the south. It's influenced the wind direction here yesterday and then today as well. And that seems to be moving fairly slowly, so hopefully we'll have westerlies with a little bit of variation in direction as we get down there, and then maybe one last low coming along in probably 4 or 5 days. So don't know if we'll get there before that happens or not.
And did you have any particular communication with home yesterday on a historic day in the United States?
I did some emails, and I did get the President Obama's the phrase has a nice ring to it, inauguration speech was emailed out to me, and quite an extraordinary speech, well worth reading if one hasn't didn't hear it. Pretty amazing guy, so I think it's going to be good for the country and good for the world.